How was the first day of camp?
It was good. I thought it was a good pace and got a good effort from everyone. And, you go from there.
Is it different from the past?
I think familiar with the way that Paul runs a practice. And maybe the only thing different was the skate at the end. But I thought everyone handled it well. And I feel good right now. And everybody made it out alive. So we're good.
Get the sense your teammates are prepared for this?
I think so. I think that message was sent by Paul at the end of the year last year, and everyone did a good job over the summer of making sure that they took care of themselves and gave themselves the best chance to come in here in good shape and perform at their highest level.
Did you approach this offseason any differently?
I didn't, no. I kind of stuck with the same thing I've been doing and preparing and staying healthy and strong, and I felt good today.
What's the sense you get coming to this camp? You know, camps years past have been the precursor to not a season that you wanted to turn out the way it turned out. What do you get the sense of this camp so far?
Well, every year is a clean slate for everybody. I think that the confidence we took away from the end of the year, the adversity that we went through with having a lot of guys out of the lineup at the end of the year and still battling till the bitter end, even though we were out of it, said a lot about our group. And I think that got everybody excited about the potential and what we can do when we play the right way. So I feel that excitement coming into camp from everybody that we can take this to another level, and we're all excited to be here now.
There's been a lot said about getting more out of individual players collectively to get the team further ahead. Do you see that there's a lot of potential that's unrealized on this team?
Yeah, I think it's on each and every one of us to push each other. Whether it's me or Wheels or Kaner or Litz, you push each other to be the best. And I know, Kaner wants to be the best player out there as that he can, and Wheels does, and I do. So if we're at the top of our game, we'll push the other guy to step up his game too.
We got to look at what Paul, or the style that Paul wanted to play last season towards the end. But when he talked today about how this group is going to be very aggressive, very up-tempo, is that the style that you're looking forward to playing?
I think so. For me as a player, it's easier to act first and think on the go. So no matter what, you're on your toes and you're going and you're reading and reacting from there. So we'll get to the point here where everyone knows where we're going and it's kind of an afterthought. Like I said, you're on your toes. And to play that way, you're going to have to play at a high pace. And the best way to keep that up is to practice the right way.
Blake Wheeler given an A. How have you seen him evolve into a leader, I guess, on this team?
Yeah, I think he took a big step last year and taking his game to another level and really leading by example and pulling the team along when we needed it. So he's taken a big step in his game, and I think everyone in our room realized that and got a lot of respect from everybody. We're excited for him to have the opportunity to help us out and lead the way.
Paul talked yesterday about this being a camp where it's going to be so demanding in the practice sessions that players are probably going to be going into games tired. He said we're just going to have to live with that. As a player, is that frustrating, or is that just kind of something you accepted this time of year?
That's the National Hockey League. There's going to be days where you feel like crap, and you got to go out there and mentally battle through that and find a way to still produce. So that's nothing new for a lot of guys in this room.
You've been the captain of this team since it's come here. You've been a guy who's put a lot of pressure on yourself to lead the group. You also mentioned last year it was kind of tough to watch the years go by without being in the playoffs. Does it wear on you to have such an important role in trying to carry this group forward and see it struggle?
I don't know. I put a lot of pressure on myself to make sure I'm doing the right things to lead by example and put forth my best effort. I think at times you get overwhelmed and you maybe put a little too much pressure on yourself, but that's kind of evolving as a player and a person to learn that you can't put everything on your shoulders, and sometimes that leads to things going the other way. So I've learned from that and learned to focus on my game and doing the little things that make me successful, and I think that's what can make me consistent.
I know it's only one skate, but if Buff is on the ice with you and Little, what do you think of that?
Yeah, he's a guy that can be dominant, can dominate any player in this league. So it's exciting to have him on the right side, and hopefully he can keep up to me and Litz.
What do you think of the young guys? It's only one skate, but you've had a chance to get on the ice with them now. And, I mean, have they impressed you?
It's a little early for that. I think, you know, we'll wait to see until we get in the exhibition games. But we're definitely looking to see if they can challenge us for spots. I think as a veteran, you welcome that challenge, and we'll see what they can do.
Does it have a bit of a different feel? I mean, again, keeping in mind it's only first day, but Paul spoke about how this is going to be much more of just a teaching training camp with new systems being implemented and that it's going to be different. There's no scrimmage before the first exhibition game. Does it have a bit of a different feel in that respect? Are you anticipating to be a bit different?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't, because we're playing our first preseason game on Monday, so it's not like we're doing it for 2 weeks and then getting into game action. So I think it's important for everybody to nail down the systems. We didn't get a lot of time last year to implement what he wanted to do, and obviously he's switched everything up and coming with some new ideas. So it's important to get those down, and I think the way we're running practice was the first 45 minutes pretty much just being paced, so you get your skate in there, and then you can take the time to make sure you get the systems right after that.